It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we are talking with Jamie Frank, superintendent at Windham Area Schools. How are you?
I'm doing well, Steve. Good morning.
We appreciate you taking time out. It's a busy, busy week. They all are, I guess, at this time of year, aren't they?
It is true. We are always up to something at school.
Mm. Well, let's start with the school board meeting on Monday.
Yeah, so we had a school board meeting on Monday. It was actually a work session. So the way the school board rotation works is on the second Monday of the month, we have a regular board meeting where most of our business takes place. And then on the fourth Monday of the month, we have work sessions. And during those work sessions, we have a featured program. And this time we had our third graders in, the enrichment class, and they brought their Makey Makeys.
They're Makey Makeys.
Okay. They did.
Do I dare ask what that is?
Yes, you may. So they learned all about electricity and making circuits in their enrichment class. And so they brought in bananas, and they used the bananas as conductors. So they hooked up, you know, parts of the banana to the switch, and they ended up being able to play us a tune.
Ah, okay.
So it was really neat. The students, you know, were showing us different ways that they can connect it and, you know, make the instrument play. So it was really fun. There was one third grader for every board member,
okay.
And it was a very engaging conversation.
Yeah, I'll bet. So every month, is it students that come in and do the program, or does that vary from month to month what type of program it is?
Yeah, it just varies. You know, whoever is the leader in that program, sometimes they bring students in, sometimes they just talk about the program.
Okay.
So it just kind of depends. Like recently we had Craig Taylor, he's our attendance coordinator. You know, he came in and talked about what our attendance looks like and what initiatives he has in place to make sure the students are present and in school. So it just depends. We just have a rotation of featured programs that are offered at those work sessions.
But it isn't very often you get to play with bananas and electricity, I'm guessing.
No, that was the first time I've seen that.
That's pretty neat. And I can just picture those kids. They were probably pretty excited to show you.
Oh, they were very proud of themselves, and it was, you know, it's always fun to watch students have success and to be able to teach us something.
Yes, yes, there you go. Very cool. So part of the board meeting, do you discuss budgets at all, or are we kind of past that, or?
Yeah, so we are very transparent with our budget, and so we review the budget several times throughout the year, and at Monday's meeting, we looked at two different reports. So we do a budget to actual, which just shows the entire budget, revenues and expenditures, and how much we've received and paid out so far this year. So we are at 37% of our revenues that have been received for the year and 38% of our expenditures that have been made. This is exactly in alignment with where it's been previously. Years, so
okay.
We're in great shape. And we also look at our cash flow, again, just for transparency reasons and to just be open and, you know, let the board members see exactly how the books are looking. Again, the district is in good financial shape, and there's going to be no problem meeting all of our financial obligations.
Which everybody wants to hear that.
Absolutely. Those two reports are just provided to the board several times throughout the year, again, for transparency purposes, and our auditor likes that too when we review them quarterly. So.
Keep it all right out in the open.
You bet.
Yep. Very good. All right, so let's talk daycare.
Yes, so at the board meeting on Monday, the board approved the use of four classrooms at the Highland Early Learning Center to be used for a daycare center.
Okay. So that's one of those dot your I's and cross the T things.
It is. Yeah, we've been looking at Highland as a possibility for a daycare center for a while now. The Windham's Way Forward Committee has made several strides lately toward making that happen. So we do still have some things to figure out, especially remodeling costs and the subsidy. And like I told the board, this is going to be an effort. You know, the district can contribute to those things, but not solely the district. So some successes that we've had lately are that Wyndham's Way Forward was awarded 2 grants from Taylor Farms.
Nice. Okay.
So one grant was for $25,000. That's going to go toward remodeling, and that will need matching funds. That's the way the Taylor grants work. So we'll figure out matching funds on that. The other grant Sonia Wilt wrote, she's our EDA director in town, and that one is for $20,000, and that is to be used for current and future in-home daycare providers.
Oh, okay.
So the regulations around daycares are getting more stringent, and our in-home daycare providers, you know, are maybe struggling here and there to meet some of the requirements. So one example that we learned about was that, you know, one daycare provider needed to expand her fence in the backyard. Well, this grant, you know, can help with those sorts of things.
Okay. And so then that'll just be available for the private daycares to apply for them?
Yep, that one will go through the EDA. Okay. The EDA office, and Sonia will be communicating all of that relatively soon here. So those are a couple really good strides that we've made. We also have several grants that have been written and are out right now. We're just waiting to hear back. So I anticipate more news around our grant writing proposals. The Wyndham Foundation has agreed to open an account so that funds can funnel through the foundation, especially those Taylor grant funds that need matching funds. So, again, Wyndham's Way Forward is working on that, and we'll use the Wyndham Foundation to help with that.
Now, this is just to back up a step. Even though the daycare center will be in Highland, the school will not be the entity overseeing it?
The school will oversee it.
The school will oversee it. Okay.
So, you know, we will hire the employees as well as, you know, run payroll through our office and all of those things. A director will be hired to actually manage it. But, you know, the reason Wyndham doesn't have a daycare is because daycare centers are not profitable.
Right.
And so the way that cities, rural areas are figuring out, you know, how to make that happen is different entities are contributing to the subsidy because they see the daycare as a necessity for our employers.
Is very much the case here.
It is. If you were trying to find infant care right now, it would be very, very difficult. You know, so we have people staying home, you know, that typically are in the workforce,
right,
or people turning down jobs because they couldn't find daycare. And, you know, it's a really big problem.
So with the 4 classrooms that were given permission to use as this, how many daycare kids will that handle?
Yeah, it'll handle about 70.
Okay.
So according to First Children's Finance, our town or our city is short 179 slots for daycare. So it won't take care of the entire need, but it'll be a good start.
That's a big dent all at one time, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so there would be an infant room that would hold 16 infants, or, you know, be capable of holding 16. The toddler room would be licensed for 21, and then the 2 preschool rooms, 20 each. So,
okay. So that will be, that'll make a big dent in the need then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It will. And having a daycare up at the Highland Early Learning Center is going to be so ideal for parents because, you know, they can drop students off or drop their child off at, call it 7 a.m. when they need to be to work at 7:30. You know, at 8 o'clock, the child can walk down the hall and go to preschool.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's perfect. It really is.
Yeah, there's a lunchroom there with a fully functioning kitchen. You know, we serve lunch there all the time to our preschoolers. You know, playground, gym, you know, all of these things, that it's just really the perfect spot for a daycare center.
A little bit of paint and a little bit of work in the classroom seems like a pretty easy fix as opposed to starting with bare land somewhere.
Yes, absolutely. It'll be some light remodeling.
All right. So as far as the daycare then, it's the wheels are moving. It's happening.
The wheels are moving. We still have some funding to secure. Okay. So, you know, the board approved using those four rooms contingent upon Wyndham's Way Forward finding the funding for it. And I can tell you that we are down that path quite a ways.
Aggressively chasing those dollars.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. So. Let's, professional development day coming up, huh?
Well, we had a professional.
That happened a week or two ago, didn't it?
Yes. So we had a professional development day on January 19th. Our students stayed home, and all of our teachers and all of our paras were at school. So the elementary teachers did some more training on the new literacy curriculum that they have. The English teachers at the middle high school completed the science of reading training. They've been working on that. That is a mandate from the state, but it's actually really good training, and they're enjoying it.
And but then, that's taken a little while for them to complete that, hasn't it?
Yeah, so it took our elementary teachers 2 years.
Yeah, I was thinking that we initially started talking about that quite a while ago.
Yeah. Okay. We've been talking about this for a long time. So that was the elementary teachers being trained was phase one, and now we're on to phase two, which is the middle and high school teachers. So they're working on it.
They're excited to take their turn.
Everyone gets a turn, but it is good training, and it's all around, you know, teaching students how to read.
Sure.
So it is good. And then the rest of the middle school teachers on January 19th, they did some training around EduClimber.
Okay. And explain that.
Yeah. So EduClimber is the new data warehouse platform that we use. So all of our test scores go into EduClimber, and then attendance is loaded in there, behavior of referrals. All of our data is kept in EduClimber, and it's a program that makes it very easy to see exactly where the students are excelling, you know. So say we have a student who's excelling in math, and we want to know exactly where they're excelling or which parts of math, you know. So it'll drill down and tell you that, you know, the student is very good at computation and data, you know, reading graphs and doing word problems, you know, those kinds of things. So it gives our teachers a lot of information. So most importantly, it tells them you know, where the areas of struggle are for students so that those can be addressed. It will also triangulate data, so looking at attendance and their STAR score and their FastBridge score and putting it all together, and then it, you know, shows us where our most needy students are.
Okay, and the correlation between missing school and your grades.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And then how do we get to the bottom of that?
Right.
How do we fix it?
Is that just an in-house system? Is that tied to a national? Do those numbers go into national numbers then?
So, first of all, EduClimber is a system that districts use across the nation.
Okay.
It's just a product that you can use. Our scores, however, are kept in-house.
Okay. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting. So, and then lastly, on January 19th, our paraprofessionals were in, and they also did some training around literacy with Ashley Schmidt. She is our literacy lead. So, it was a busy day.
Boy, it sounds like it.
Right.
When you drive by there on the 19th, the whole parking lot's full. You think there's class going on, but it's all the teachers.
Right, yeah.
Okay, very successful. And that is required too, isn't it? That's part of it's because it's a good thing to do, but part of it's because it's required to have those teaching days for the teachers, right?
Yeah, the teachers just, so, I mean, we can definitely talk about the calendar because you know, that drives our professional development day. So our teachers are on contract for 184 days, but our students only need to come to school for 173 days.
Okay.
So there's 11 days in there roughly where teachers need to be in with without students. And then we always try to make the best use of their time by providing trainings that will help them, you know, in the classroom and make their jobs more efficient.
Sure. Okay. Let's see. Anything we didn't even talk about high school sports or anything, but we really are in the middle of the winter season.
I tell you, if you are looking for something to do, come to school.
Spoken like a superintendent.
It is so fun. You know, we had a doubleheader against Fairmont last night at school. And the place is just a buzzin'.
Rockin'.
It's just rockin'. You know, there's a tailgate going on so you can get some supper. You've got junior prom selling frozen yogurt. You have a game in both of the gyms going on. It's just a really good time.
Well, and it's good for the community, too. You know, but just to be a part of all that, you can't help but get excited when you're in there.
You cannot. It's just a really fun atmosphere. You know, last night the pep band was playing and the concession stands were open and our AAA awardees were, you know, announced to the entire stand, you know. So we have Jackson Joyce and Britta Chetlin, who are AAA award winners. And AAA, you know, they have to excel in academics, arts, and athletics in order to receive that award.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It's a big commitment on their parts, too.
It is.
So congratulations to them.
Yes, absolutely. Congratulations.
All right. Jamie, anything else we need to mention today?
Well, we have a referendum coming up.
Oh, yeah. There is a little election right around the corner, isn't there?
There is. So you can vote early at school. Okay, the polls are open from 8 to 4 every day. We do have some extended hours, so on Thursday and Friday next week, the polls will be open until 9, so feel free to stop by after work and vote. And then if those times don't work for you, February 10th at the Community Center from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. And it's important everybody gets out. There's no excuse for not knowing what this is all about. But if you have questions, you look forward to taking calls.
Absolutely. Yep. If you're wondering about something, please go ahead and call the school. The school website is also a great place to look. We take pride in keeping that all up to date. So take a look on the website.
Very good. And Election Day's the 10th.
February 10th.
All right. Jamie Frank, thank you for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
That will do it. Jamie Frank, superintendent at Windham Area Schools on Kaleidoscope on KDOM.